Metropolitan Police, 101 Service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime, press 2. To provide or receive an update on... Please report all non-emergency crimes via...
Hello, I believe I just spoke to you a second ago, is that correct?
No, that wouldn't have been me.
I'm trying to find out a question. I want to go out tonight. There's supposed to be bail conditions that are on me. I want to know if them bail conditions, if somebody else phones you like you would, like the company's advised them to, like on Crime Watch, if they see me out, I want to know if I'm going to get arrested. Can I go to Warehouse Nightclub? And also, can you tell me, if I give you the badge numbers of the coppers, I'm saying that coppers have fraudulently made paperwork and holding me illegal. Most of the people that I speak to on the phone, the public servants, have said that they don't believe in that. I don't think it's fair for them to make that decision. Yeah, I think a fair investigation should happen and someone should take a statement off me. But just in case I am correct and these coppers have done this to me, I want to know if they're on duty today. If I go out now, if they're on duty now in my area, if I go out tonight, are they on duty? Because I don't feel safe before 10 o'clock, let alone going out after 10 o'clock just to go clubbing. I want to go out and have a life. I mean, I've been locked up since 32 years old. I'm now 37 and I'm being told I've got to stay in here till I'm 40 years old in fear of rehearsals of the coppers still working in the area because no one wants to see that there's no signatures or that the timestamps to your call centres go backwards or I'm not the right colour in that. I don't think it's fair. I think that if they did see me or their friends did see me while they're on duty in the area, that they're going to take advantage of what you are doing and that they're going to set me up even further to what they've continued to set me up throughout the years. Right.
All right. What's your name?
Simon Paul Cordell.
Simon Paul Cordell?
Cordell, yeah, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. I've been locked up for 1.5 million hours, yeah? That's over 7 years, yeah? If you took half a million of them hours away, yeah, and said, okay, I'm asleep for them half a million, say I'm awake for the other million doing my defence work, writing all of this, that means over the 7 years, for every hour I get a pound, I should get £1 million compensation. And I've proved from the beginning in the recordings that I'm correct and that I'm right, and I've worked harder than a computer expert on a level 5 who should be getting £50 an hour. So if I'm getting £50 an hour over the seven years and I take away the half a mil from it, you do the sums. That's £1 an hour and at £1 an hour, that's £1 million. That's £50 million somewhere I've lost because of what these coppers have done to me. And I've had to sit and write that in defence work, a defence that would get, and I've got damages to my health, I've got damages to my definition of my character, and I've been completely slaughtered here, yeah, and I've done nothing wrong apart from go through the correct channels and ask for respect and courtesy towards my human rights and to the person that I am, and nobody has been efficient in doing so.
Okay, can you just give me your date of birth?
26/1, 1981.
1981, alright. And what's your address?
109 Burncroft Avenue.
Croft Avenue, and what's the postcode?
Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec.
7 Juliet, Quebec, alright. Okay, so in answer to your original question about if you can go out, I can't advise you on. Do you have a solicitor?
I've spoken to my sister. I'm acting litigant on my own behalf, which I'm legally allowed to do. And I'm phoning. You've spread a message in my. Put photos of me in the newspaper saying that I've been found guilty for the organisation of illegal raves. I've got the transcripts up online, and you can see that the judge couldn't. She even says it. I can't prove illegality. So if she says that, I went there to fight the organisation of illegal. She says it in the transcripts. She couldn't prove illegality. because trespass wasn't present. So how am I? So how have you published this in the newspapers and asking everyone to phone you if they see me out on any industrial estates or see me out or doing business, personal or otherwise? Yeah, personal is just if I give you an amp as a friend or a bouncy car. Otherwise is if I do business with you. If anyone sees me doing business or sees me doing anything in the entertainment industry, I'm liable for 5 years. In prison, I'm liable even if I give a friend an amp to borrow as a friend or hire it. That's not fair. Them conditions are a breach of my human rights. I can't even get out to. I can't even go out to a nightclub like I believe that I want to go out tonight. The only nightclub in the whole of my area that is on is Warehouse Nightclub. If I go to Warehouse Nightclub tonight, am I going to? Am I in prison? Can I get put in prison for 5 years?
Because I can't advise you on that. The only people that can advise you on that are your solicitors or the courts, like the people that are in charge of your bail conditions.
Yeah, but you're the one that's going to have to all use that. No one, you've put your phone numbers up to contact this phone number if anyone sees me out. So when someone does, if I do go out tonight and someone does see me there, are they going to phone you, Dot? Then what are you going to say to them? Well, we don't know again. You need to speak to Simon Solicitor. No, you're not going to say that. You're going to send coppers there to arrest me. So please,
yeah, you're asking if you're allowed to go out tonight, but you need to speak to your solicitor.
No, I'm asking, you've got bail conditions on that computer, and I've got a copy of what you've
got on that computer.
Right now. On that computer there, I've requested a freedom of information. I've stripped the computers that are in front of you, yeah? I can tell you right now
I'm telling you now, I don't have that information on my computer.
So
that's what I'm telling you. Speak to your solicitor about your bail conditions. I don't know what they are, so I can't advise you on that.
But you are the 999 call centre. You're at Bow Lambeth, yeah?
Yeah, and that's all it is.
And when I put a freedom of information request in already, a subject
that doesn't come from here. That doesn't come from here.
I got the complete crimits that use dot C. So when someone phones use up and use dot look on the computer, yeah, on Met CC, I've got Met CC schematics here, so I can tell when use dot can check when the next closest location house. I've got the full schematics for Met CC here, yeah, and I understand the NICR. I understand what you are capable of doing in that centre and what you are not capable of doing, yeah. Now I tell you, I've got a copy of what you've got on your computers right now in front of you. And it tells you my bail conditions, and it tells you all my previous names.
I'm telling you now that it doesn't.
So,
I'm the one sitting here in front of it. I'm telling you, I cannot see that information. I've advised you correctly.
So if someone phones you up and say that they see Simon, I accept that. I accept what you're saying. Someone phones you up tonight and says, okay, I've seen Simon in a nightclub. How do you know if he's breached his conditions or not? Who do you phone?
I wouldn't know.
So, but someone in that call centre would know.
No, that's the different people.
Who is it in Bow? What section? So, okay, you might be at a lower tier or a lower phase in Bow, so you might not be able to get access to that information. But somebody in Bow there right now can log into that computer and they can see all my previous, they can see all my alias names, they can see all of my addresses, every address that I've lived at. You have access on that computer to someone in that department does, because I've got it here and all the blueprints of what you can do, and I've got copies of it right now, and it shows me that you know a lot more than what you're telling me.
Okay, well, I've advised you correctly. I don't know.
You may not, but who does in your department? I don't want to go out of your department.
I wouldn't know.
Can I speak to a superior or somebody else, a line manager of yours, please? Not about you, but just about the company in general. You've been more than courteous talking to me, thank you. I've got a copy of it here now. Police National Computer Nominal Report. And then what it'll say straight away, it'll say nominal details, ACRO, and I've got it from a subject access request, criminal record officer, and then it says the name, police national, computer ID, last name, and it goes through the whole of the history, personal descriptions, and it says aliases and everything like that. Yeah, and these is what these have available to them, and a lot more. MetCC is a very powerful tool.
Hello, Bossy Plaza, can I help you?
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
Yeah, you're speaking to Sergeant Singh, how can I help you?
Sergeant King.
Singh, S-Y-N-G-H.
How are you doing, Mr. Singh?
I'm very well, sir, how can I help you?
My name is Mr. Cordell, and I've been trying to contact yourselves in regards to your policies that the police force actually represent, and my rights to Equality 2010, not to be treated different from any other, and to be treated fair, and for my human rights to be taken into account when addressing the issues of concern that I raise of yourself that are of the utmost of importance. Is it okay if I go through a few of these issues with yourself? And explain to you a few of the policies that should come into play that I'm concerned that people are overseeing.
Sir, you've actually come through to the 999 and 101 control room. If you've got any issues...
You are a company still, though. You still have a salary, and you are still set under a contract. So I want to talk to. I'm talking to you. You are a higher person than the person that I was just speaking to.
How can I help you, sir?
I would like to make. I would like to. I would like you to understand that I would like you to act on regards to the Efficiency Act, 1999 and 2003, which states if I put you or any member of the public a CFS call for services, puts you in receipt of any information in regards to corruption, misconduct that would be, or negligence in regards to the police force, yeah, you must act efficiently on it, and you must not disregard it and be scared to be a whistleblower, as some people might say. Yeah, now I would like to put you in receipt of information of what officers have done.
Rather than quoting policy, you need to just tell me what you are calling for. There, we've got numerous 999 and 101 calls.
Your call centre can handle 1,500 calls with ease per day. This is not a serious bank holiday or New Year's. Your call centre is more than able to be able to deal with this conversation, and you are paid
what
a salary
doing,
to do.
Sir, is quoting policy.
I'm explaining to you that Steve Ellsmore and a Jane Johnson, who was the borough commander for North London, she's now been transferred to Westminster, leave me large concern. They created an ASBO application, and they falsified the information with inside of that ASBO application. To prove my innocence, I've had to build a website, which I can turn on and off when I choose to. And in that website, it holds all of the recordings to the call centres that I've been phoning through before, and I've not uploaded all of them yet, but it holds a few. And it explains that when I'm speaking to your call centres, they're telling me I've been robbed and that I'm a black boy on the phone, and I've transcribed all of this up. Now, them people that are working inside of your call centres touching DPA personal data, I would like them...
Are you going to tell me why you're calling?
I am. I'm telling you right now. I am telling you that I've been calling your call centre. I'm telling you that I've been calling your call centre, and people have been telling me that I've been robbed down the phone and that I'm a black bastard and there's nothing I could do about my issue.
No sense whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to put this recording of you alongside with the rest of the recordings up on the... Do you want me to turn the website on for you to show you the evidence that I have so I can make a bit more sense and the detailed... So do you have access to Google? Do you have access to Google right now? Hello?
Are you feeling alright?
Do you have access to Google?
Seriously, that's got nothing to do with you.
What? It hasn't got nothing to do with me. Google?
So I'm going to ask you...
I have a website right now with evidence of corruption. It's got over 100... It's got over 100 coppers' names in it, and I'm going to put your name in it, Mr. Singh, and you're going to get reprimanded, and you're going to end up facing what's called targeted malice when you try to help a person evade justice, yeah? And what that is a 12-year sentence. It's a breach of public office, malfeasance of public office, yeah? I swear to God, you should act efficiently on what I'm telling you. And he puts the phone down.